guys. Welcome back to the 74th episode of the 443 podcast, coming to you from a slightly warmer than I was hoping for winter day in Arizona.
I actually had to turn on my AC, so it's reaching
I
that
had to
type of
strip
warmth.
off my blanket last night.
Not cool, man. We like the cold, but not when it starts to
We
get
don't
warm
get it
out.
many. I mean, it's already February and it's AC and no blankie. That's not good.
Guys, we have a shorter episode because there is no Premier League footy this weekend, so we will see you guys on Sunday for our return for the previews for next week. But we have one preview game, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But Matt, let's jump into some craziness. Let's start off with a beatdown here. We have Nottingham Forest at home beating Brighton 7-0 with a hat trick from Chris Wood. Matt, I watched bits and pieces of this game because I saw a little bit on highlights. But dude, this was just a straight up beatdown. I'm not too sure what went wrong for Brighton at this point.
So there, I tell you what went wrong is they had no offense. They only ever held a 7.78 XG to 4.7, and what I saw was just all in their half. I think they've lost from what I could tell. They didn't have a midfield battle to win to get on the counterattack or anything. It just looked like. It looked like an old Manchester City game from about 3 years ago where you get the ball beyond your halfway line and you're happy because it's coming right back.
Yeah, and with Forest, it's like if you let them organize their defense, and if you're not playing quick on the counter for them, like this is a good defensive side. Like this is a team you should not let them get set up. You need to play quick. But it was a beatdown. Matt, any other things before we move on?
Just. They had three penalties given to them,
Yeah.
all taken by Chris Wood. Another penalty hat trick this season.
No, it wasn't a. They only had. He only had one penalty.
Oh,
The
my bad. Sorry.
other
This looks funky here on the
goal.
screen.
But last thing I'll say, man, is we're gonna see these next two Premier League games to determine how good this Forest team is gonna be to end the season. Because man, I think they have Fulham next, who we'll talk about in a moment, who had a good performance, and then they have Arsenal after that, which probably is gonna be later in the month. Because again, guys, there is FA Cup this weekend, so. This is going to be a huge gauge to see if this team is really built for a top four run and if Poole's drop points a title run in that sense as well. But credit to Forest, huge, huge win
Yeah,
into
Arsenal have them at the end of February, so it's a ways off.
The next game here. We have Liverpool continuing their domination. We thought this would be a little bit more entertaining, but it ended up just being comfortable. Liverpool beating Bournemouth 2-0. Matt, what were your thoughts on this game?
So I saw a Liverpool that looked like this would be a cakewalk, and they won comfortably, but they got a soft penalty.
Yeah, for
And
sure.
who is the other goal by? Sorry, this is one of the games I watched in fits and spurts by Mo
Both goals were
Salah.
by Salah. Yeah, the
Yeah.
Salah had a nice finish top corner for his second goal.
This didn't look like this, like a. You ever seen one of those ones where. I don't know how to describe this. This didn't look to me like vintage pool. It didn't look like they had a comfortable. They had to scrap for this 2-0 win. I remember they had Bournemouth had one great chance and it didn't go in, and then the ball went right into the back of their net and basically killed the game.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the reason we're saying it was a little bit shaky is because of how good this Bournemouth side have been over the last few weeks. This is a tough team to break down and let alone keep a clean sheet over. I think this is the first time they haven't scored 2+ goals in the span of X amount of weeks. So, yeah, I mean, I would say the scoreline made it look comfortable. It looked comfortable as well in terms of performance. I don't think Bournemouth, like you said, they had that huge opportunity. Catered in with a few others, but I was not fully convinced that this team was going to do
Gotcha.
anything to
I
deliver.
just saw a team that looked like City where they got a lead or got their goal, and then Bournemouth got their opportunity, they missed it and immediately went into the other end of the net and they killed the game. Just like we'll talk about the second goal Arsenal scored basically killed the game. It's just one of those things, like I saw a team that could have done something and just the coin flips didn't go their way, or the rolls of the dice if you're a D&D fan. Just they needed a 17, they got a 15. They needed a 9 and they got a 5. But where are we heading next,
Speaking
sir?
Speaking of fives, David Moyes scored four over Leicester City this past weekend. 4-0 Everton beating Leicester. David Moyes is undefeated right now. He has beaten Spurs. He has beaten, who was the team last week? I'm blanking it. And then he beat Brighton, and then now he's beaten Leicester. Matt, from
Brown's
what you
becoming a
saw,
punching bag, aren't they?
no, for sure. And this is a totally different Brighton side that we were used to seeing versus last season. We thought they were almost title contenders. You remember that, Matt? It's crazy how the season can turn
Well, it's just
around.
that's how fast things can change in this league. I mean, I remember the one year that we really thought that when I first started getting into it, that Everton was gonna finish top four and get back in the Champions League after 3 years, then they had to finish in eighth.
And that was the year Ancelotti was the coach too, and he ended up
Oh,
going to.
no, this is like a decade ago, but that was another good year to remember too.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. But man,
But
I'm just
this
sitting
is
here
making the
thinking.
Merseyside Derby look like a game that we're gonna have to watch.
For sure. And guys, again, we'll talk about that game in a little bit. But Everton right now are just in fine form. I haven't really watched Everton since Moyes has been hired, so I'm really wondering how this team plays under him.
That's what I'm looking forward to, the derby. It's on a weekday, and it's a Wednesday, I think. Yeah, Wednesday, February 12th. No other games. It's on at a weird time, still that 12:30 time slot for us. But I'm still looking forward to it because it's a chance to watch Everton, because it's like we're not Everton fans. And unless they're playing a big team, and they've been getting their wins against, lower sides.
Yeah,
So
and as
it's going to
well,
be interesting to see where this goes.
for sure. And under the previous management, we know how Dyche set up his team. That's why we're interested to see how Moyes looks going forward. Credit to Everton. Into the next game here, Matt. We have a relegation battle. Ipswich at home losing to Southampton 2-1. I
This
think
made
we
my
both had
mama
it.
sad.
Yes. Sorry to Mama Lloyd. I feel like this was a game we both had Ipswich winning. Matt, what were your thoughts from what you've seen?
I didn't get to watch much of this one. What I heard from my mom was it seemed like a demolition derby. They didn't really have a shot at all. She's not as astute, but even my dad was just like, yeah, Ipswich had to win this game. It took basically save themselves, and now they have to go up against harder teams than the worst team in the league besides them.
Yeah, this was something that they should have taken 3 points on if they're trying to avoid relegation.
Even
This
just
was
getting a draw would have been better for them.
their biggest loss of the season, and they have 14 of them. So, it goes to show that this team may be heading back down to the championship, but we'll hold on that conversation for a little while. But credit to Southampton, they did what they needed to do. Into the next game here, Matt, we have Newcastle at home. At home, losing to Fulham 2-1 by two late goals from the Fulham side.
Speaking of when things change, remember when Newcastle used to be a fortress that teams hated to go to? And now, like, I'm not. Teams that aren't in the big six or the big nine or whatever we're calling it now can come there and get points. And it's really shocking because a few weeks ago, Newcastle were on fire, and now they seem to have dipped a little bit again.
Well, Matt, we had this conversation, over the weekend where
Because
it
Joe
got
Linton's hurt, right?
I think he was back for this game, no?
I'm checking the lineup.
He was back for this game, but he got subbed off. But yeah, I mean, Matt, we were talking over the weekend, like where you were saying you were starting to get worried for Chelsea making it to the top four, because of the form of City, Newcastle, and the teams around them. But all those teams
Drop
basically fell
points.
apart. Not even that, they fell apart, Newcastle had a 1-0 lead going into the second half, and I watched the rest of this game and felt Fulham just changed their intensity. And Raul Jimenez, he basically tackled somebody on the opposite side of the field, carried the ball for like 20 yards, played it out, they countered, and Jimenez was the one to finish it off. It was a textbook executed counterattack, and ESR was also huge in the buildup for both goals. It was just a fantastic second half from Fulham.
Well, to do it in that cauldron, man, like St. James's Park does not look like a place I'd want to go as an away fan.
Yeah, for sure. And I didn't even mention Villa. Villa also falling apart as well, which we're about to talk about right now, Matt,
All
into
right.
the next game here. We
Did you
have
see any of
Wolves.
this? Because this is a game that was on at a time I didn't get much opportunity to.
I watched the highlights. My eyes are hurting me. I don't know what's going on. I watched the highlights. I saw Bellegarde's goal, and it was a nice goal. But Cunha, man, What a player, dude. He signed an extension, so he's staying at Wolves at least for the rest of the season. Now it has a release clause, I guess, into his contract. So maybe something to keep an eye on in the summer. But this was
Maybe they want to
a
make sure they get paid.
for sure.
Do you know
Yeah.
what the release clause is?
It hasn't been reported yet. It hasn't been reported yet.
Okay.
But
But
yeah,
good
it
on
was crazy.
Wolves, man.
They
I
needed
know
this,
and
man.
Villa's been doing a lot of shakeup in the transfer window. I think they were the team that did the most business outside of Man City, from what I've seen.
Yeah, then there was more transactional. City just invested more into their team, but
Well, I
Villa
thought they
didn't.
picked up a bunch of young talent for the future. There was some 25-year-old guy, 25 million-year-old pound guy they brought in,
They
and they
did, but they
basically
also
fixed their
sold a little
PSR
bit of
problems by
the
selling the Duran to Saudi Arabia.
Duran, what the hell are you doing, dude? Sorry. But yeah, no, I was saying it was more
So
transactional because they sold him and,
I'm in the you got to take care of your family thing, because Duran comes from a super poor part of Colombia, and he was making decent money to take care of himself, but he's got to like take care of a family, man.
Matt,
And
I would love to agree with you in this circumstance. The only thing is when you say I grew up as a kid watching Al Ittihad, Al Nassr.
yeah, I heard that, and that makes no sense.
Like, brother, we know we're all okay with you leaving to make money, but
Yeah,
you
just
don't
say
need
you
to
want
lie
the
to
bag. I give you the, I give you that.
Don't
But
lie to us.
maybe, who knows? Maybe they made him say that.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's a
Hey,
good
if
point, though.
somebody's like basically like, I'm paying you like, what is it, like a couple hundred million a year for a 3-year contract?
Yeah, it's a hundred million
If
for 3 years.
somebody's paying me $100 million and they'd be like, hey, Matt, we want you to say that you don't like Reese's glasses, I'd be like, I slip you a note that says I'm sorry, but I'd be like, man, I hate those glasses, dude.
Hey, it's just some of those
Then when the
questions like
contract's over, I'm taking you to a Chelsea match.
it's like what would you do for $1 million? That's the type of
Yeah.
type of question that's being asked here. But credit to Wolves. It was a good performance into the Sunday slate. We have Brentford at home losing to Tottenham 2-0. Matt, what were your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, let's get this game out of the way because I didn't enjoy this game. I'm not enjoying seeing Ange happy. I know we're supposed to remain neutral in this, but I'm enjoying watching Spurs in 12th or 13th or 14th, wherever they're at. I
Hey,
know
I
it's not
wasn't.
going to last because Ange is a good manager and they have a decent team when they're all healthy. And Van der Ven's coming back after the break. They do have, they may not have him back for the FA Cup, or no, the Carabao Cup. My apologies.
Oh, like as in when they play, because this weekend's FA Cup, so you're referring to Carabao Cup later in
Yeah.
the month? Okay,
Yeah.
gotcha. Yeah, I didn't watch this game, so credit to Spurs. We will move on quickly for Matt's sanity into
No,
something
that's all
Matt may
good.
want to talk about here. We have Manchester United at home losing to Crystal Palace 2-0. I told you Glasner owns the Field of Dreams, and he
You're
delivers
right.
again. And Jean-Philippe
I
Mateta with
double
the brace.
Mateta brace. What? Like, I'm gonna like Glasner, like is he's had fits and spurts, and I hope they're back.
Yeah, for sure.
Except for when they play Arsenal and Chelsea.
Of course. And it's cool that Ben Chilwell is going there. Finally, Ben Chilwell is free from the shackles of not playing games. So I really hope he gets some game time before the end of the season. But hey, this was worrying for Amorim. Not in the sense that he's going to get fired because there's no reason to fire him, but it's just a worrying performance as what's going on behind the scenes. And it whatever's going on behind the scenes is clearly having effect, whether if that's changing the entire system mid-season or altering, formations to fit the group, whatever that is, it's clearly affecting the team. So I'm wondering how he comes back from this type of
So
loss.
I wanted to bring up something. I know Manchester United and Spurs are having not a great year. Manchester United's at 13th place with 29 points. They're only 11 points away from catching Bournemouth. They have too much talent in that team. It may turn around. Spurs is a little bit further behind them, 27. So they got 13 points to catch up to Bournemouth. I mean, I don't think they're going to make an English spot, but we've seen it at where teams kick on late, and they did sign some talent. You know, I mean, they said that the guy they got from Arsenal, Heaven, would be a starting player in their team at Man United.
Who? Oh, the Cheeto Obi Martin dude or something like that.
Oh, it was a Heaven kid they got.
Oh, like this window? I haven't seen it. So, But no, yeah, Spurs too. You know, Spurs signed Matheus Tell with the buy option. He's on loan with the buy option from Bayern, and he is a very, very talented young player. Both of these teams need reinforcements. So, and this is why I was asking, you know, sort of hinting at Nottingham Forest, you know, over their next few games, Matt, is because, hey, Forest is great, but again, these type of teams, it's very hard for them to stay consistent till the end of the season because all the other teams around them are starting to peak. Because as you reach the end of the season, you need to be in
But
peak, you
I
know.
think they have such a good lead. I think they may fall out of Champions League, but I just think they're gonna might they're sorry. I think they will keep a European place, either if it's conference or Europa or that
Gotcha.
fourth place playoff.
Gotcha.
The other
Yeah.
teams may be kicking, but they're not dead. They just beat a Brighton team 7-0.
I'm with you. This season's gonna end in a crazy manner, so I'm excited for it. Matt, we've covered our games. I want to talk about a special game to you, I assume, because this was a game that Arsenal fans needed for their satisfaction over being trolled by a Mr. Man, by a sorry, a Megatron last game. You know, after he basically sunned Arteta and said, "Stay humble, little boy."
Well,
Sorry, that was a terrible accent.
he yelled at Miles Lewis-Skelly, told him, "Who the fuck are you?" He hit Gabriel with a ball in the face. He was throwing people around. He had a 10-minute temper tantrum in September's game.
Hold up, really quickly, guys. Arsenal 5, Manchester City 1. Continue, Matt.
Gotcha. And even though, we did need this game because since Arteta took over, they've once lost 7, drawn 2, and won 1. And it wasn't a good win. It was Martinelli coming on with a injury and getting a last minute goal to win 1-0 to the Arsenal. This was an F off win. This was a game that'll be talked about for a long period of time.
Yeah, and you know, it goes beyond the you know, where Manchester City is at. This is just something that's been a boogeyman for Arsenal since Arteta's taken over. So the only thing, and I know Arsenal fans love this, and I'm happy for you guys, but the only thing that rubbed me the wrong way was doing the Haaland celebration. Now let me tell you why,
Didn't
Matt.
rub me the wrong way because
I
who
know.
did
Hey,
it?
hey, 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 hey. I said it's you know, good for you, Arsenal fans.
There's three people who can get away with doing that celebration in my book, and otherwise, I'd agree with you: Miles Lewis-Skelly, Gabriel Magalhaes, and Mikel Arteta.
Mikel Arteta
Well,
runs
he
on him.
just blatantly disrespected those three people in the last meeting. He screamed at a barely 17-year-old in the face, "Who the fuck are you?"
I mean, he did. I mean, Lewis Skelly did come up out of nowhere and get in his face. He
But
probably actually had no idea who he. The Norwegian are relatively honest people, so I think he was actually being serious. Like, who actually is this guy? Because at the time, Miles Lewis-Skelly was just getting into the lineup, so maybe
no,
you
I
think.
understand that, but just you're supposed to be an ambassador for the game. You're supposed to be the next Cristiano Ronaldo. You want to be on the FIFA cover. Ronaldo did his trash, but I've never seen the level of trolling he did Arsenal in the last game from Cristiano Ronaldo and a 10-minute period.
Even like, I don't know if it was during the game or after the game, but even Haaland was still pointing at the little gold badge on his jersey.
And they have the right, so the trolls, the not trolls, sorry, the take merchants on social media are still like, "Oh, you just beat them 5-1. That's no accomplishment at all. You're not good. You came in second last year and second the year before, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, man, you gotta have joy where you can find it, because even City can talk. Sh no, no other team can talk trash to City in our league, except for individual accomplishments on the pitch. Because Liverpool, they got one Champions League, one of each trophy, right? I think was what it was.
Yep.
Yeah, City's only got one Champions League, but they have five Prems in the time that the Klopp was there.
And the
It's just
treble as well.
you gotta take the joy where you can get it. You gotta, you know. And the one thing I was like, they cut away from the game, and I found out later why. You know, they were singing to Haaland, the fans in the North Bank at the end. Stay humble, you cunt. Stay humble,
Oh,
you cunt.
gotcha. No, I
That
actually
was
did
a
see
little
that.
much for me. The Kendrick Lamar was enough.
Yeah.
But
No,
let's talk
that's
about the actual play besides the rivalry. This game was nervy. I was talking to the two people I know that were at the game, And both of them are telling me, just like I felt on the screen, that the first half was, it was like you could cut that tension with a knife. Odegaard got an amazing goal in under 2 minutes to basically put City on the attacking foot where they had to score, and they
Matt, what I
kept
was
going.
worried about, really quickly was, Chelsea scored within 3 minutes as well by a City error, and I was like, oh God, please don't end this. Because guys, I wanted Arsenal to win this because City is holding that fourth spot at the time, and I wanted, of course, Arsenal to win so Chelsea can hopefully win the following day and get back into the top four. But I was worried, Matt, and I watched that first half before I had to leave, and it goes into halftime 1-0, and I'm thinking, you guys had three huge opportunities. Kai Havertz
Havertz
had,
miss, it hurt our hearts. We texted about this.
because we're Kai boys,
Yeah,
so
we're Kai boys.
it
I
so
feel
what
like we're
happened?
gonna go to like some horrible social media thing. Like we're the we call the Costco guys. We're Kai boys. Boom, boom, boom.
Give me three big Germans. Anyways, but
Hey,
yeah,
don't
so
talk trash about Kai's girlfriend, or we'll give you a boom.
Oh man. So I go, I leave at halftime, and then all I get after that is you're like, damn, Haaland. And then like 30 minutes later, you're like, this game is, we've just beaten the hell out of City.
No. So what the thing, the series of events was, Haaland got that goal and he did the, I'm gonna stroll to the fan, my fans, and look all hard and tough kind of thing. And then 1 minute later, Thomas Partey scores, and this is where the game starts to go off the rails, where I'm like, wow, that was against the run of play off a big error, and Partey hit it from, Arsenal doesn't shoot much from outside the box. Like they do crosses, but they don't shoot at the thing for very
Most
much.
outside the box goals are from Partey.
Yeah.
He's like the only long shot sniper. Declan Rice had one or two earlier in the season, but like Partey is like the long shot guy. I would agree with that statement.
But he did that, and then the game started to open up because Miloš Skelly had this goal where I didn't think he was gonna shoot because he's so young. He cut through them like butter, and I was like, he's just gonna pass it to Declan. And he didn't, he shot it. And I guarantee you the goalkeeper and the defenders didn't think he was gonna shoot it either.
Yeah, and
I
it
sent you that
reminded me
video
of,
of his mom. His
yeah.
mom is a mother of a dragon, man.
Yes, and what I noticed, that goal reminded me of Kobe Mainoo's, I think, last year, the year before, where he cut
Yeah.
through like two or three guys and hit that curler. Very similar, but
But that's when the game opened up. Then Kai got his goal 10 minutes later, maybe 15. I don't remember the math. But then they bring on my boy Enwari, and they did this play that I watched 6 times on Instagram, where they didn't lose control of the ball for 36 passes. Every player, including Raya, participated in it. Unbroken chain that ended with Enwari scoring.
and that,
That
my
reminded me of that
friends,
Jack Wilshere goal from a few years ago against Norwich, maybe a decade now.
that team goal is almost like the culmination of getting to finally like realizing that you're about to dominate City. Because again, we go back to previous games, you guys haven't had goals like against City, at least not like, obviously you have it against other teams, but against City you haven't had that true team remembering goal. This one I'm like, dude, when Wari scored it, because I'm also a Wanari guy, I like Wanari.
We're guys for him. We're boys for Kai. We're guys. There's a difference. Guy than boys.
Okay, sorry.
BOIs, higher
Yeah.
level.
Is he even 18 yet? Should we even be saying we're Wanari guys?
I think he is 18. And Smith
Okay.
or Miles Luskelly is a 17-year-old.
Gotcha.
I'm an
So,
MLS boy.
but Matt, what were your final thoughts on this game?
I was kind of in shock, to be honest with you, with the Kai goal and then Wari goal. After the Miles Luskelly bowl, I was kind of on cloud nine. This team needed this, and now have you seen the? I don't even know if they're Man City fans. They might just be bought and paid for actors on the internet saying how they're going to lose to Liverpool on purpose, and they're going to be happy to let Liverpool beat them 4-0.
Hey, I hope they do because I want Chelsea to get top four, so I'm with it, up the
Okay,
pool.
well.
And
And I don't think Arsenal can win the title. I still think we're at a 5%, but we got to play them. We got to play pool. You got to play pool. Everyone, the big teams that's doing good right now, besides Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth, I've got to play pool one more time.
And Liverpool's next few games are actually pretty tough. But credit to Arsenal. This was, I think, their win of the season, performance of the season. This is the best version of Arsenal that we've seen. So, congratulations, Matt.
So you want to get
Into.
into the Chelsea match?
Let's do it. Matt,
Okay, so I
2
need
to
your
1.
help on this one. Go over the score, and then I want to ask you a question on this game.
Chelsea beat West Ham 2 to 1. Go ahead.
What happened on that first goal? So I'm going to be honest with you. I was trying to get out of work. I had a
Yeah.
garage guy coming, and I was waiting for him. So I was playing a game on my Switch, and then I saw the goal appear on my phone because I was waiting for the guy to text me when he was coming. And then I was like, oh, snap, that's right, that's today. Because our garage door broke unexpectedly, and it was a highly inconvenient. You've seen my neighborhood. Parking is scarce here,
Yes, not many parking spots available, but
especially when I don't allow you to block me in.
so Matt texts me and you're like, sorry about the goal. And I responded with, it was funny, man. Because honestly, when they scored, it was just so like I actually laughed. It was comical. Like it was more of like a depression laugh. Like, I'm not surprised this is happening. It hurts, but it's just so funny. Levi Colwill gets the ball. He tries to turn around and basically play it to his keeper because Kudus was giving him pressure. And he just played the worst pass to the goalkeeper that you can imagine. Played a perfect through ball to Bowen. Bowen is Bowen. He's going to bury that every time on a breakaway. And Matt, what hurt the most and the reason it was funny to me, mistakes happen. I'm cool with it. But it only happens when Chelsea are completely dominating the game that we make those mistakes. Like, we had possession, we had plenty of shots. We should have had 3 goals before that one even happened. Enzo Fernandez had a huge miss. There was another opportunity where someone was right in front of goal. Jadon Sancho had a huge miss in front of goal. So definitely opportunities, and it just hurt. But it was so funny because of the type of goal it was.
So I watched the next two goals. I was playing Pokemon Legends Arceus. Great game. I'm enjoying it. I didn't think I'd
Were
like those kind of games.
you off yesterday?
I was off on Monday, half day.
Nice, man. Nice. Sorry.
And the last goal, the 74-minute goal, Cole Palmer scored that goal. How dare they give that to Wan-Bissaka?
They held my boy back with that one, man. I do want to say,
Don't
Matt,
they
this
know who they're
was
talking to? The new Harry Kane, the heir apparent to Lord Kane's throne.
just hopefully he gives us some trophies this time. That's all. But in terms of that, Matt, I want to give credit
Hey,
to.
Harry's gonna get a Bundesliga.
There you go. I want to give credit to Maresca, man, because we were down 1-0, and West Ham in leading positions have only dropped 5 points, which is second in the league. So which means that they are a very tough team to beat after they have the lead. And Enzo made several substitutions, altered the way they were playing, and it completely changed the outcome of the game. That was completely Enzo Maresca, tactico, whatever you want to call it. And I know a lot of Chelsea fans are not happy with the way the January transfer window is. I am happy because, one, Chelsea's recruitment, whatever department, whatever, they're not being reactionary like these freaking fans have been over the last month and a
The
half.
fans need to calm down. My new
Yeah.
joy is sending you Arsenal guys on fan TV outside the ground looking like complete schlubs.
Yeah.
Schlumps, as another podcast says. I mean, you could fill a Mount Rushmore of schlumps, Mount Schlumpmore, with some of the stupid takes coming out of Arsenal fan TV. These guys that paid thousands of pounds to go watch Arsenal. And they go on TV or the internet and look like dumbasses.
Exactly. And
I've already
you know
dropped
they
two
want
F-bombs in this, so we can definitely cuss.
it's
This one's
okay,
marked explicit.
but and he made a substitution, taking Nico off and brought on Mark Yew. And a lot of Chelsea fans again were complaining we didn't get a striker in the January transfer window. Mark Yew played
Who was
great.
available besides Durant?
Exactly. So, and here I am like thinking
And
like,
you have better players than Durant.
yeah. And Nico, and I hope Nico gets a rest for the FA Cup. I really hope, because he needs, I think he just needs to come off the bench maybe for the next 2 or 3 games so he can find his form again. He's clearly struggling in front of goal, but he's doing everything else great. But I like Mark Yew. I think he should be an option just for the next 2 or 3 games, just to give this team a little bit of refreshing, outlook on top, up top. And then Please start Pedro Neto. I don't know why we're not starting this guy more. He dominated the Premier League last season. Can we not forget that this guy is actually cold?
You guys did good business. Like, João Felix was surplus to requirement at your club. You got him over to Italy. You got him off the books. You guys did good business. I think I saw a review. You were one of the like the top four teams that did the best business in the market. You
My
didn't
thing
strengthen
is,
much, but you did start to make moves, so you have the ability to make moves in summer.
and my thing is I don't really understand the João Felix purchase. It's pretty clear that he Enzo didn't want him, but it was more the board so they can trade Gallagher, to Atletico Madrid. But like you said, man, Milan paid us 5 million, not paying his wages. I don't see the issue with him going on loan and possibly finding somewhere else in the summer if Enzo doesn't want him. And if he gets 40 million, 45 million
Just
for him,
give
you
you
already
heads up,
made
we
him.
got 5 minutes left.
We're
Bottom
pretty
line,
under.
dude, I was proud of your team. As soon as I started watching, you started winning.
I appreciate you, Matt. Matt, we got one game to preview here, and that is for Wednesday. We have wait. Well, actually, the Wednesday,
Yeah,
Everton
it's
Liverpool is
after
next
the
week.
weekend.
Okay, so guys, actually, we're going to
We'll
talk about it.
preview that one on the weekend.
For now,
But hey,
guys.
did you
Yeah, go
let's
ahead.
do a little like mini quick stoppage time. I've been enjoying the new Champions League format. I know your team's not in it, but have you enjoyed the new Champions? I love that knockout day where
Guys, I
I
actually
have
don't
the
know.
table on and I'm at work and I'm watching a game on each screen. Sorry guys, I still did my job. And I'm watching a game on each screen and I have the table and I'm refreshing it every 5 minutes. And I'm just amazed at just the table's just going bonkers. It was so fun.
I don't have Paramount Plus anymore. Usually I do buy when Chelsea are in the Champions League, so I haven't been able to really watch the Champions League. But I agree with you, Matt. It
They
was like a
carry
bar.
Europa Conference?
Yeah, I haven't been, like I said, I don't have it anymore.
Oh.
I agree with you. Like the final Boxing Day type of thing where all the games aren't at one time, so it's huge for the table. I'm with it, man. It's always good to
At one
change up
point,
as long as.
Liverpool looked like that Barcelona might overtake them, and then now they're back, and then Arsenal is dropping into the mid-table of the top eight, but then they came back, and in
And now you're
hindsight,
gonna.
it might have been better for them to lose that game.
Well, now you're possibly gonna have Manchester City and Real Madrid in the first round of like the try to make it to the next
Oh, and
group.
even if they make it by them, then they have Bayern Munich in their same bracket too.
Yeah, so it's crazy, man. I like it. From what I've seen, I think it's better for the Champions League.
Now, again, I think we have a 5% or less chance of winning the Champions League as an Arsenal fan. However, if they do win it this year, just like if they had the chance to win it last year, I'm going to be honest. I think you have bragging rights when you go through that murderer's row. You finish third in the tournament and you have to face three of the best teams in the world in your knockout. Plus, you have Juventus in there too.
For sure.
And Scottish Giants Celtic. Let's not
You
forget
guys,
Celtic.
Arsenal need a big trophy. So, if a Champions League is what it is instead of the league, I would happily take that as a as a as an
Oh,
Arsenal.
I would burn down North London.
For the people listening, we're not going to come down and burn your city. Just know that.
Molotov cocktails at the parade.
Guys, I'm gonna go ahead and throw some Molotov cocktails at Matt's house this Sunday, and that's when we will see you guys next for our previews for
You
the
ready to
next
call it,
game.
pal? We are down to the final 2 minutes.
Close this out, Matt.
All right. Live long and watch some football, lads. See you Sunday, Reese. Bye,
Poof.
guys.